Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's Revolutionary Life. Revolutionary Life, and this is your host, Gary. And Revolutionary Life is on Blog Talk Radio every weekday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right? You never know what the subject might be, so be sure to tune in. It's a good way to end your day. Today, or tonight, depending on where you are, our topic is what has happened to your COLA, your cost of living. All right, I'm going to explain that, guys. I'm going to explain why that's the subject tonight. But the topic tonight is about the cost of living. The COLA is actually an acronym for the cost of living adjustment. But I don't want to deal with the adjustment in the cost of living directly. We will deal with it indirectly. But also, we're going to deal with tonight the cost it takes to live. And they got a name for it. They call it the cost of living. Not only they got a name for it, they got numbers for it. So that means that they have already calculated what it takes, the cost it takes to live. And they've labeled that cost the cost of living. You got a name for it. So it's well understood that there is a cost. And guess what? They got numbers. An estimate, I guess we call it, of what that cost is. When I come back. Now, see, one of the things I've done today is I looked into the cost of living in my town, just to check on what my city believes it takes to live. What my city publish that it estimates the cost of living to be. I'll talk about that. I got those numbers, Warden. I want you to check these numbers out. I'm going to blow your mind. Blew mine. But this is a published from the state and the city. There it is. On what it takes to live in the city. The cost of living in my city. And you should. And it would be great if you checked out the cost of living in yours, because after we talk tonight, you might want to look at that. I just thought it was quite interesting. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to pull some numbers out for you about my area and blow your mind. Well, some people might be surprised. Others may not. All right. Let me give you a little music. I want to thank everybody for listening in. First of all, I always try to do that at the beginning of my show and at the end of my show. Thank you for listening. And so when I come back, guys, we're going to talk about the cost it takes for you to live. And I hope you're making that cost. I hope you're making that living. But let's see. I'll be back in a minute. We're back. Welcome again to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. This is your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, tonight, folks, all of my listeners out there, I brought up tonight a subject of something called a COLA. It has a name, has an acronym. It's understood by government, your government. It should be understood by you. Your government calculates this figure and publish those numbers. Really. On what they believe, what their estimates show from their research, what it costs to live. Now think about that now. That has so become so common, maybe we haven't stopped to think about what that says. The cost to live versus die. And generally, you would think that the cost of living would minimally include a list of things it takes to sustain one's life. Correct? If someone told you that I'm going to calculate the cost it takes to live here, so what things should I look at? So what things should I research? What costs should I include in this cost of living estimate calculation. So let's see. Food, clothing, shelter, transportation,
communication, light, gas, and water, healthcare. What are the things?
Well, let's go back. Let's back this train up. What are the basic things that it takes to sustain life? We mentioned the first three: food, clothing, and shelter. Primal, basic needs. Food, clothing, and shelter, wouldn't you think?
So,
what if we just calculated food, clothing, and shelter in the city, or in your city? In a month's time, how much would it have cost you to secure your food, the clothes on your back, and that of your kids, and shelter? Just those three things. If you haven't made that calculation, your government has. You're late to the game. Somebody already knows or believes they do and is willing to publish the amount they think it takes for you to live in the city, in your city. Those numbers are out. And they have no shame in issuing a dollar amount for your life, for what it takes to keep you alive. There's a dollar amount associated with keeping you alive. You know, again, let's not forget, we're dealing with a concept called the cost of living, what it takes to live, as opposed to dying. And that calculation has been made. If not by you, certainly by those who govern, those who make the laws that govern you. Laws that they feel entitled to enforce. Upon you. All right? So they're absorbing, having no philosophical, moral mores about attaching a dollar amount to the cost of living. Having gone past that stage, obviously, having accepted this term of a dollar amount that represents life in the city. Living in the city, as opposed to dying in the city. Right. So,
and are we calculating here, among the many things, all we calculating is food, clothing, and shelter, basic needs, basic survival needs. So if someone was calculating the cost it takes to live versus die, then
certainly they would include food, clothing, and shelter, if nothing else, if not transportation and all those other things. Right? In fact, it is curious. Though we attach a dollar amount to the cost of living, costs something to live. We know what it is. We know what the dollar, your city anyway, knows what the dollar amount should be.
in cash what it takes to keep you alive. They've attached a dollar amount to your life, but it's interesting only because it has always baffled me, and I made a joke out of it, but it's interesting. It's always baffled me that every living thing that crawls, flies, walks on this earth can live generation after generation and never have a dollar amount attached to their lives. However, the curious part is that the most advanced creature, quote unquote, supposedly, humans, the most advanced creatures on Earth, living things on this planet, will go homeless, hungry, and naked without money. A dollar amount. Ergo, the cost of living. You live in a society, and you're governed by those who run a government that has no problem with telling you how much money you need to live here. Right? And so they've gone way past my philosophical joke about, I guess it's a joke, but we're the most advanced creatures on Earth. But living things all over this planet live and die in generation after generation, every day. And on the day they're born, most living things on this earth secure their food, clothing, and shelter. Those three things. You remember those three things that you would include if someone asked you to calculate the cost of living? Of all the things you could think of, the basics would be those things, of course, that sustains life. That have sustained life. And so we settled for three. Three very primitive and basic survival needs of every living thing on earth. And it turns out that most creatures that inhabit this planet live lifetimes without having a dollar. And the most advanced creature on this planet can go homeless, hungry, and naked and ragged if they don't have a dollar in their pocket. That's an enigma that every living creature on this earth must scratch their head to try to figure out. However, we've gone past that. It's okay now to attach a dollar amount to life and talk about it and publish the numbers. And I got some. I got some, guys. So when I come back, don't go nowhere. When I come back, I'm going to bring my city's numbers. I searched my city's numbers. I want you to search yours, but you got to check this out. What's going down in my town? I'll be right back. I'm going to give you a little music.
Shall we begin?
Not a drill.
Let's begin now. Let's begin now.
is not a drill.
Repeat, this is not a drill. Is that all you got?
Let's begin.
And we're back. Welcome to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is your host, Gary. And don't forget, guys, we're here every weekday night, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there, be square. Tonight, we're talking about your cola, and we ask what happens to it. We explained that that was our name for the cost, that was an acronym for cost of living adjustment. So we asked tonight, I decided tonight that we were going to go into a little bit depth and ask a few questions and put a few things out here about, and an understanding hopefully, about something called the cost of living. I got philosophical on y'all because I do that. I start wondering those silly things, like how can every living creature on this earth, who the day they're born secures three things, food, clothing, and shelter. And these animals on this earth that fly and crawl and walk somehow go generations after generations without a dollar in their pocket. And the most advanced creature on earth without money would go homeless, hungry, and ragged. That's just me philosophizing. But that's been gone. We've gone past that. We've accepted that there is a dollar amount that we can put on living. And we can call it the cost it takes to live, or cost of living. So that was our earlier part of our show. So, I told you that I was going to tell you some numbers that arose when I did research into the cost of living in my town. And I'll give you an example. In my town, the numbers came up that it costs, I'll give you some approximates, but they're just leaving out the cents and a few dollars maybe. But in my town, they say a single person can reach the cost of living by making a little over $800 a month. How about that? In my town, if you make $800 a month and you're single, you're earning the cost of living. In my time, according to these figures, you know what I mean? These estimates. Yeah, let me back up, guys. And in the 1930s, guys, when they had the Great Depression, along came old FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt. They called him a socialist. Some called him even a communist because he put in programs like Social Security. Nobody ever heard of Social Security except by reading the Communist Manifesto. That's the only place it's written for a social system. And so we put in that system to the cries that FDR was a socialist, not a capitalist. They were wrong. However, we put in something called a New Deal to put people back to work, social programs and the like. This country did under FDR and his predecessors. One of the things that they did was they established a Department of Labor for working people, for federal protection of you when you go to work. And one part of that department was like wage and price controls and that kind of thing. But here's what happened, guys. Here's where we're at. Back then, the government sent out crews of researchers, like census takers, across this country. And their job was to find out how much it took to live in these towns around this country, major cities and states. And they collected all of this data. When they returned the data, crunched the numbers, they came up with an average cost of living. And they calculated that cost of living. They calculated that cost of living as the minimum wage one should earn. Because to earn less is to earn less than it takes to live in said city. Their calculations were done for a family of four. Say a mother, a wife, and two kids. They actually came back with data that they calculated into what the average cost of living was in this country, in the state, in the city. And with that information, they established a couple of things. One, they established a minimum wage. The minimum wage. You know what I mean? When you go to work, probably to this day, if there's a time clock that you punch into, back in the day, if you walked into a factory and you punched into a time clock or whatever, a store or whatever, wherever you worked, over that time clock, by law, was a poster by the federal government. Everybody's time clock, I believe, should have had one. But, or the water fountain or something. A poster by the federal government announcing the minimum wage on that poster.
Warning, supposedly, by federal law, that you pay this wage or you break the law by paying less.
So it was to notify you of what that person can pay you legally. And it was illegal, against the law, to pay you less than the cost of living or the minimum wage. And of course, the minimum wage would never be calculated at anything less than it takes to live. So the minimum wage and the cost of living established each other. As the cost of living goes up, so does the wage. They are attached together. And for many years,
after the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s,
for many years, if the cost of living went up, wages went up with them. They were tied together. And so it wasn't until, of course, in the
79 or 80, the Reagan Revolution came along and broke that tie between the cost of living and your minimum wage. All of a sudden, the cost of living continued to rise, but your minimum wage didn't. And that sign over your clock that the federal government put there mandating your minimum wage, it froze at $3.35 an hour back in 1979. And it has never kept up with the cost of living since. And so, you have a COLA in your town too. Mine said a family of four can live in this town off of a little over $3,000 a month. Check this out. Check this out, guys. When I read those statistics, they all came with a parenthesis, a footnote, an asterisk, a footnote. And do you know what that footnote said? Can you guess what that footnote said about those numbers? For a family of four, a little over $3,000 a month, for a single person to live in my city, to meet the cost of living, about 800 or so a month. Those are the two figures. Single person, family of four. 3,000 for the family of four each month. 800 for an individual. And each had an asterisk next to it. Follow the asterisk. And the fine print says, housing not included. Y'all didn't hear me. Those numbers have an asterisk. When followed, notifies you that these figures or an estimate that does not include the cost of housing. Now, there's two problems with that. I told you, we started this conversation out taking three primal survival needs to live. Of all the things that one may calculate, if somebody asks to you, could you put together a list of things that we can establish a cost of living by? Of all the different things you might mention, we thought that the basics would be survival needs. And so we chose three of the possible things that every day we need to live a decent life. To live. Three things we chose. Food, clothing, and help me say it, shelter. Three. Animal, basic, creature, survival needs. And in the 21st century, they are calculating the cost of living in this city. And they're skipping over one of the three basic things that every creature on this earth from the day they are born secures that day. Food, clothing, and shelter. And shelter. What do you think that means? That means, in my city, that a single man can meet the cost of living in the city. If they make a little over $800 a month, provided they live outdoors. A family of four in my city can meet the cost of living by making a little over $3,000 a month. provided they spend that month outside, outdoors. You see none of these figures called the cost of living. By what calculation is living that doesn't include shelter? That doesn't include shelter. That doesn't include shelter. Food, clothing, and shelter. Cavemen, prehistoric people fought and died for food, clothing, and shelter. This is the 21st century. And my city has the nerve to publish the cost of living figures for my town. And when they get through telling you how much it costs to live here, they say, oh, by the way, housing not included. The cost of living. They've already calculated it. And for some reason or another, they didn't think they needed to figure in the fact that you have to pay for somewhere to live. How is that, guys? Am I missing something? Is that just me? I think food, clothing, and shelter have fallen into the category of basic survival needs. How did they get left out of something called the cost of living in my city? Why would you publish a figure indicating this is the cost it takes to live for a family of four? Oh, by the way, if they live outdoors. I don't know. You tell me what they think of you and how they play with you. You see, many factories, business, and corporations who come to this city come here for the cheap labor and the lack of organized labor. People don't, one worker don't know what the other one's doing. They love that. Obviously. And they can base their wages off of my city's published figures on the cost of living there. So they can say, oh, it doesn't take much to live in that town. I can lower my wage justifiably because they don't need that much money. They can meet the cost of living for a family of four with just $3,000 a month. So I'll make my minimum wage $7.75 an hour. Or $9.95 an hour. I got him covered. If he's single, he's gonna bring home about $800 a month, $200 a week. He's gonna bring home about $800 a month. I don't know if he's gonna have $800 after deductions, but he's gonna make that $800. So my business can say I've helped pull people out of poverty. My corporation have hired these people with millions and helped pull them out of poverty, giving them good jobs. Now they can meet the cost of living. And right here the figures say, if that single person makes $800 or so a month, then they've met the requirement to earned the cost it takes to live in the city. And did I tell you that those figures does not include housing, rent, mortgages, nothing? What would you call anything living when the three basic survival needs are not even there, not even calculated? Now, maybe it's because you don't plan on meeting those needs.
in the first place. And so why count? Go around telling everybody this is what it takes to live in this city. And if they don't ask, don't tell them, oh, I left out a place to stay while you're here. What kind of? All right, that's my city, guys. I encourage you to take a look and see what the cost of living is in your city. And see if they got that asterisk. Mine did. See if they got that parenthesis or something that tells you, oh, by the way, this doesn't include a place to live. My lines are going to be open here in a minute, guys. I'll be right back, and I'll give out my number, and I'll let you know it's time to call. Also, I'm going to work on getting my chat room open so you have a chat room. If you have questions, comments, you can also pop into my chat room and write those comments into the chat. But if you'd like to come on the air, come right on. I'll bring you on. Everybody will be able to hear your comments or questions. And you'll be able to hear my response. Everyone will be able to hear my response. I'll be right back. This part of the show I called Your Time to Shine. We're back. Welcome to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here on Blog Talk Radio every week, day, night, at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary, and tonight we did a piece on your COLA, your COLA, an acronym for the Cost of Living Adjustment. I inquired after I had some philosophical things going on in my head around this concept of attaching a dollar cost to what it takes to live. I realized that my government has no problem with that. In fact, they had already figured it out for me, and they published those figures. So I thought I'd take a look. I thought I'd see what they thought, what their estimates indicate that it takes to live just here in my city. So I figured, well, hell, the cost of living, they would include everything it takes to live decently. And I thought about transportation, the cost of gas and back and forth to work and wherever, and take care of your business. Or public transportation, they could include all of that. The cost of public transportation, they could include health care. At some point, you may need health care. And that kind of insurance for those kind of things. They could include all of the insurances, life insurance, auto insurance. They all do. Life insurance, you get paid them, so why not include it as a cost of living?
Vehicle registrations.
Why not include them if everybody has to do it anyway? It's a cost associated with trying to live in the city. But it wasn't even about that. I said, okay, let's leave communications, transportation, hospitalization, education. Let's leave all those things to the side for a minute. And let's say the basic cost of life is food, clothing, and shelter.
When I said that, I noticed something. That there was an asterisk next to the figures that my city published as the cost of living.
As I read the asterisk, as I followed the asterisk down and read the footnote,
it said these figures do not include housing, shelter, one third of basic survival needs. We're missing from something called the cost of living versus dying. So I thought that. That was interesting to know about my city and what they consider it takes to live here at a minimum. I went on and did a little history, guys, and I went back to the establishment of the minimum wage and wage and price controls. And I remember I told you that in 1979 and 1980, the federal government under President Ronald Reagan froze the federal minimum wage, breaking the tie between it and the cost of living. Therefore, allowing the cost of living to continue to increase while freezing the wage so it couldn't keep up as it had been years before. He broke that connection, and so consequently, the cost of living increased without the wages keeping up. The minimum federal by law wage failed to keep up. And maybe now I see why. All you got to do is leave out shelter
from food and clothing. And you can calculate, you can make yourself a calculation that estimates that your people in your city are thriving. They're reaching that cost of living. They're making that $800 a month if they're single, and they're making that $3,000 or so a month if they're a family of four. That means that they've reached the cost of living, and they're living now, minimally. Oh, by the way, those figures don't include paying for somewhere to stay, to live, raise your family. My lines are still open. My phone number is area code 714-816-4765. That's 714-816-4765. And it's your time to shine. On the cost of living. Got into a little philosophy, trying to understand how most all living things on this earth manage to live generation after generation after generation without having a dollar in their pocket, without having money. And then we looked at the most advanced creature on this planet, you. And we realize that without money, you'd go homeless, hungry, and ragged. That's some dilemma, philosophically speaking. However, I just wanted to bring to your attention that there are numbers out there of cost of living in your area. I suggest you look at them closely, because what they're publishing to the world about what it costs to live in your town might make them look good. But if it's okay for them to leave out one of the three basic ingredients for life, not just basic ingredients for life, I told you. Most animals on this earth, the day they're born, seek to secure those three basic needs. And we're human beings, right? We're the most advanced, right? And we still can't come up with a cost of living without leaving out one of them, without leaving out shelter, from food, clothing, and shelter. What are they embarrassed? So if you can take shelter out next year, maybe they'll just take clothing out. And they'll have an asterisk that not only this time, not only will say this figure does not include housing, a place to stay, and that cost. Oh, no, we omitted that. We also omitted clothing, something to wear in the winter, in the summer, in the fall, to work. So we can leave out things, it looks like. I guess it's okay. And some of the things we can leave out are not everybody have a cell phone or everybody has a car. No, no, no. It leaves out one of the three basic survival needs of life. That's a joke. Whoever wants you to believe that the cost of living figures are just fine by leaving out one of the three basic survival needs of life is a fool or a charlatan. Either he's a fool or they're trying to fool you. Look up the cost of living in your city, just in your town. I mean, you can look it up for the state or the country, and you can get an average. I had to actually search, guys. You know what I'm saying? When I went first to the net and looked for the cost of living in my city, they only gave me comparisons of all the cities in the United States, this city, da 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 da. Compared to this city, our city is costs seven times less to live, according to, you know, comparing to other cities. So I said, no, that's not what I'm looking for. So I had to dig deeper. I was looking for the numbers, not the percentages relative to other cities. It's irrelevant to me. I don't live in other cities. But when I finally found the numbers, there they were. $800 or so a month for a single man. $3,000 or so a month for a family of four. Cost of living met in this city. Oh, by the way, we didn't include a place to stay. My lines are still open, and we got a little time. My phone number is 714-816-4765. That's 714-816-4765. Call me. I'll bring you right onto the air. Everybody will hear your question and your comments, and everybody will hear my response. It's your time to shine. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. And as you remember, Revolutionary Life looks at every aspect of life
through a revolutionary lens.
And what is revolution? Revolution is just change. The revolutionary wants to be in the vanguard of that change as opposed to behind it. We want to ride the wave rather than being taken under by it. So we try to keep our finger on the pulse, the rhythm, the beat, so that we are in time, in sync, in phase. And I want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. And I'll be here tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, guys, I usually, when my show is winding down, I like to remind you that I'm an instructor. That's how I make a living. I teach, as you might have gathered. One of the things that I'm teaching is a language class. And our model for this class is Spanish. And if you're interested, it's called Spanish for the English Speaker. And if you're interested, I'll teach that class every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I teach that class on Skype, and I teach that class live. And so if you're interested, give me a call. Give me a Skype number, I mean, or something, and I'll bring you in on Skype, an email address, and I'll bring you in on Skype. And on Saturday, guys, I also teach a class. I teach a computer class, what I call a computer IT class, because we deal with more than just computers. But we deal with all your technology, getting you familiar with it, what it can do, what it can't do, if it's powerful, if it's not, and how it can be made. So, and the things that it can do to help you. And so, if you're in my town, and that town is Memphis, Tennessee, and you come on down on Elvis Presley Boulevard. You can't miss it. Memphis, Tennessee. Elvis Presley Boulevard. Maybe at 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard. And I'll be teaching those classes there. While you're there, if you come on down to 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard while you're there, if you're still paying a dollar for a bottle of water at some Starbucks or grocery store, come on down to the Java Complex, 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard, and we'll give you a gallon of water for that dollar. Clean with the bonus. It's also alkaline. A dollar a gallon. Bring your jug. Come on down. Quit paying a dollar for a bottle of water. Come down and get your gallon. If you like that black seed oil, if you haven't heard about it, then you need to find out. We got the seeds and the oil down here. Come on down. 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And again, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. And tomorrow night, I'll be right here at 10 p.m. And we'll try to have an interesting subject for you. Just remember, you can always come back and re-listen to this show. All of my shows are archived, and so they're on demand. So when you log into my site, just click on my profile, and it'll show all of my shows. And I've been doing these for a long time, guys. And so you can listen to some of my previous shows, or this one, again, if you missed part of it. All right? And as we get ready to wind down tonight, I always ask you, I implore you, actually, to practice living fearless and having no doubts. What did I tell you? If you live fearless, everything that needs fear to survive, we'll have to go look somewhere else other than in your place. all the benefits of not having any doubts. They tell me if you got them, you might as well not even go out on the stage if you doubt yourself. No further, guys.
Have no doubts, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Gary with Revolutionary Life. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for listening in.